This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
So Malawi is in quite a difficult position because it's actually struggling with economic growth for some time now, and it is still battling very, very high inflation, as you've mentioned. It's very exposed to a lot of external shocks, so things that are happening in the global economy. It's got a lot of domestic issues, and I don't think that this latest action is necessarily going to resolve some of them. Like you've already said, inflation is still expected to remain in the double digits for the remainder of this year.
Yeah, I mean, some people have said that the central bank governor is being overly optimistic in wanting to keep commercial banks keeping lending rates low. I mean, we've seen hikes in so many different economies, not just in Africa, but across the globe.
Yeah, I think what Malawi's issue is really that, and this has been going on for a number of years now, is that it's just spending a lot more money than it actually has. Rising debt and things like that. Then because Malawi is quite exposed to the effects of climate change and because the economy is so reliant on agriculture, this does have a very, very big impact on its economy. And then if you look at the external shocks that have come through, especially most notably the Russia-Ukraine conflict, that's just enough the price of fuel and fertilizer. And these are factors that really are to some extent are out of Malawi's control, but then on the other hand, a lot of fiscal mismanagement over the years has put Malawi in this position. So it's not going to take just sort of one fix or one measure that is effectively going to sort this out, especially in the short term.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, I think it was last week here on the show, we talked about just the price of basic goods in Malawi skyrocketing. I think we talked about, a 50-kilogram bag of maize meal somewhere around $35. That's incredibly expensive. Incredibly expensive. And, I mean, we know that, you know, obviously Malawi is one of the poorest countries in the world. I think the latest check was that it's ranked 174 of 189 countries on the Human Development Index, which is very concerning. And when you hear that the struggles of a country like Malawi, it's very difficult to ask this question, but you have to, I suppose, where the opportunities are for Malawi to see some economic stimulation.
So it is very tricky because it's so reliant on agricultural production. So agriculture is about 30% of total GDP, and it makes up 80% of exports. But then when you have a country that is so deeply affected by adverse weather, which for the Southern Africa region is typically around this time of year until about March, it does get very deeply affected by that. So it really needs to think of other ways that it can make its agricultural sector a lot more resilient. But I think that along with many other countries in Africa, when you have a country that is not able to industrialize, it is very difficult to look at many opportunities there. We have seen there was a project about 18 months ago where there was a solar renewable plant developed in Malawi, very, very small capacity. But like many countries in Africa, again, it does have a lot of potential for that. It's not something that would necessarily stimulate the economy greatly, but I think it is important for Malawi to look at those opportunities. What was quite nice about the deal that it did put through was it was really backed by the private sector. We've got a lot of private sector funding, multilateral support as well. And I think if Malawi could continue to harness those kinds of opportunities, along with better fiscal management, it would be able to begin to sort of fix the economy and address some of these issues. But as it stands, it recently got some emergency financing from the IMF just because of the issue with high food prices and food not being affordable to most of the population. But this is not really a long-term solution, especially because while the IMF has given Malawi emergency financing, it didn't give it a broader, longer-term financing deal because it is just worried that that money is not going to be managed properly. Several corruption scandals throughout the years.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.